Oh, yes, it's Vyesh.
Yeah.
So some hold that if the that if he is miyayish and it's after 30 days, you can't do shiva and shloshim. And what's their raya? Their raya is from the case we have a shmurah a karova berego. He can't be noeg after the rego except one day. So why not vis-a-vis the gavra to shmur karova?
Right.
So that's machayev immediately in shiva and shloshim.
Yeah.
So why can't he do it after the rego? He's chayev and shiva. It's a chalos chiv of shiva and shloshim, but it's nitcha to after the rego. So why can't he do it? So he says the only reason he can say he can't do it is because a niyug of shiva and shloshim, which is separated by 30 days, his man of 30 days, cannot be related to the mace. So therefore, he wants to say the same thing will be by Yish. It's, if he's miyayish and you want to start the nihug the next month, you can't do it because a nihug, shiva and shloshim, you see, is unrelated to the mace because of the discontinuity, because of the the hefsek of shloshim yom.
Even
though the need
will be
more
than 30 days from the day of Misa.
No, it won't.
Yeah, in other words, we learn cases where they bury him once, then they're going to re-enter him.
Let's
wait. It takes more than 30 days.
Yeah, but
the whole process takes more, so then there's no way.
No, then they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do Shira and Shloshim?
No, because they would go, but if you bury him again, so they hold.
That was the intention. One second.
If they bury him again, what's the halacha? That the first stimas agolel.
They're not owning him anymore.
Oh, he's neither. Right, the second stimas agolel brings on avelos.
If you had in mind.
Yeah, but that's betoch shiva that they made that decision.
Right, don't show the first one. Or.
Right, but how do you know if the second stimas agolel is a month later that you know according to this month Amar you have no raya?
He wouldn't be.
He wouldn't be according to.
No, he holds you have to begin shiva within shloshim yom.
Yeah, because he holds you have to begin shiva within shloshim, and if you have a hefsek of shloshim yom, so you can't do it. Because it's unrelated to the mace. Okay.
Is that what this shita holds for Shastam Shmura Koko? Why Shmura Koko is one?